The 7 care coordination organizations manage the needs of over 105,000 New Yorkers who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, and chronic seizure disorders. Nick Capoletti, who's the head of LifePlan New York, which administers the centers, says in the height of the pandemic, the care coordinators personally contacted every one of their clients and helped them navigate the shutdown and their infection risks.
Our care managers went and touched base with every single person. I mean, some people, they didn't even have a phone to contact them. They usually rely on in-person visits because they're not always, you know, at the same residence. And some of us even, you know, helped provide them with a loaner telephone so that we could keep in constant touch with people.
Created just 2 years ago, the centers coordinate services including therapies, behavioral health specialists, job placement, and recreational opportunities. But they also manage medical and dental care and even housing, access to food, and legal services because some of their clients become homeless. Capoletti says that became even more important during all of the disruption this spring.
Are they housing insecure, food insecure? Do they have a potential risk with the loss of a caregiver? What kinds of plans can we put in place? Can we connect them with a food pantry? Can we connect them with a medical provider? So that work has been, and it continues to be ongoing, especially during the pandemic, trying to keep this population well and safe.
The centers are facing $75 million in cuts, representing 16% of their budgets. Capoletti says they expect to have to lay off hundreds of staff members, including registered nurses and licensed social workers. The care centers would also have less time and money to help clients as the pandemic continues. The death rate from COVID-19 is higher for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Capoletti says he knows the state is very short of funds due to the revenue drop from the effects of the pandemic. He says Governor Andrew Cuomo has been very supportive of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and he says he knows that ultimately the federal government will need to pass another relief package to help state and local governments out. But he says cutting the program now will cost more money in the long run because the centers will help prevent an unintended crisis.
It could be a child in crisis due to autism, perhaps, you know, major behavioral issues leading to an emergency room visit. It could be somebody with a chronic illness that's not getting the right level of attention, and we can make sure that they get to the healthcare provider, their healthcare provider, or they find a healthcare provider, and ultimately that could save money as opposed to expensive emergency room visits and hospital admissions.
He says it's also possible to switch some older clients to the federal Medicare program to relieve some of the costs for the state. The State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities in a statement says the cuts won't have any effect on services, and they say the agency is dedicated to providing those services for the state's most vulnerable residents. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.